I'd like to welcome everybody to the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. Thank you so much for being here, and we'd like to tell you a little bit about our series first. This red spot you see up here on the floor is called the Jazz Spot, and over the years since Fusion's been here, we've had a number of the metro area's top jazz artists come through. We talk a little bit and let them play a lot, and we have a real special guest today. First, we want to let you know that you can get details about Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series, as well as a wonderful coffee and the vibe they got going here, at www.fusioncoffeehouse.net. We got a nice crowd here today, and everybody's going to be listening on the World Wide Web. We invite you to come to Ridgeland, Mississippi, to Highland Colony Parkway, and look for Fusion Coffee House. Look us up on the web. Today's guest is an outstanding musician. His name is Bob Davidson. Many of you know Bob from his leadership role in the Capital City Stage Band, which is one of the premier purveyors of the big band swing era of music. The group has played from everything from inaugurals to Mistletoe Marketplace to you name it, in-state, out-of-state, all over the country. And they do a very, very true version of the big band sound, because Bob Davidson was influenced so much by that sound and the greats like Harry James and others, the Dorseys. We'll be talking to Bob about those things today and letting you hear music. And at one point, we're going to open it up for requests from the big band songs from that era. So we hope you'll be with us all afternoon until 5 o'clock and enjoy Bob Davidson. His able accompanist today on piano is the great Jimmy Jarrett, who's a Fusion Coffee House regular. So Jimmy will be joining on keyboard. And Bob, we'd like to say to you, glad to have you here, and thanks for being here today.
Raphael, thank you so much for inviting me, and it's great to see old friends here this afternoon. Always great to see people who appreciate big band music, swing, that straight-ahead style, and we'll do our best this afternoon.
Well, I tell you, we're going to get started right into the music, but throughout the day, we want to find out some great experiences that you've had in your life. I know you and I have talked on road trips, and I think you've had a fascinating run up till now with everything from being the drum major of the Missouri Fighting Tigers to the U.S. Naval Band,
where you had
a fork in the road. We're going to talk about that fork in the road you took between making a career out of music in the Navy or becoming an attorney. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Davidson. And Bob, what are you going to play for
us? We're going to start off with some Cole Porter, America's premier lyricist, songwriter, number one, a tune called What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you.
let's go down to Duke's place. You know all the cool people got their face in Duke's place. I hear they got a trumpet man down at Duke's place. Bob Davidson, ladies and gentlemen. Hand for Bob Davidson, y'all, on trumpet. Jimmy Jarrett over here on piano. Jimmy, how are you today?
I'm just doing great, thanks, Cliff.
Glad to have you. And people can catch the best jazz piano in town with Jimmy Jarrett at Char out there on I-55. As a matter of fact, when you leave here, Jimmy, I think you're headed that way, aren't you?
That's correct.
So there's a big session down there on Sunday nights at Char. Bob, going back to your jazz roots, what got you interested in jazz? Was it around the house? Was it at school? What?
My father played trumpet in a big band when he was in college. And my mother was a music educator also. And when she was in high school, she had a boyfriend that every time they had a date, the boyfriend would bring her a 78 record. And
you might want to tell our younger people.
Yeah, a 78, and y'all have seen, of course, we have CDs, and then before that we had cassette tapes. Before that we had records, and 33 and a third was what I grew up on, but before that they had 78s, and that was during the big band era. You had 78s, and they were real thick, real heavy. They were a little smaller in diameter, about a foot across in diameter, but and the old phonographs
look like the tire on the
Hyundai. That's right. And the old phonographs had a speed. You can't find that speed to play them anymore. But anyway, and so I said, Mother, what are these boxes of what look like pancakes, black pancakes? She said, those are 78s. And I started playing them, and wow, this music was just fabulous. And Harry James, I remember an old scratchy version of Harry James playing Cherry. That was a real big hit back then, evidently, and I love that. And then the Darcy Brothers, and Clyde McCoy, Sugar Blues, and all these great big band era charts were right there for me to learn as a young kid growing up. And so that's what inspired me to big band music, was listening to the originals on an old scratchy 78.
First time you played any trumpet in an organized band, was it a jazz oriented, or was it the school band, and you kind of went from there, or what?
It was definitely school band. I started playing trumpet in grade school. I took lessons under our band director, who played in a circus band. Ever heard of Merle Evans, the great circus band leader with the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey band? This old gentleman, his name was Jimmy Dillinger. God rest his soul. He played cornet in the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey circus band, and he was our band director there in Hannibal, Missouri. That's my hometown, the home of Mark Twain and Tom Sawyer. My mother still lives there and is on the Mark Twain home board. But yeah, I played in the school band. In fact, you know, back then you learned classical trumpet music. Here, I'll play a little bit.
Yeah, well, give us an example here. By the way, I played in a circus band last night. There was no circus, but if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Back then we had to take learn solos and take them to state contests. You would play a district contest. If you made a first rating there, you'd go to.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a little Bobby Davidson doing his fifth grade recital. Here we go.
The Carnival of Venice. The Carnival of Venice is the most famous trumpet solo ever written. And of course, that's the theme. And after that, you have a variation. One, two, three, four, and a finale. And I'm not sure if I can pull this off, but I'll try.
Well, you graduated from grade school band to getting into the jazz thing. We'll talk more about that. But I know one of your favorite musicians was Harry James. Can you do something in the Harry James vein for us right now? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Davidson. How about another hand here at Fusion Coffee House? Bob, what's this tune?
This was considered Harry James' theme song, You Made Me Love You. And the original vocalist in the Harry James band, and I'll try to sing a second time through, if I can pull up the lyrics, was Helen Forrest. She was always my favorite female vocalist, and I had an old recording of Harry James doing You Made Me Love You.
All right.
Thank you. want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometime. You made me so glad. But there were times, dear, that you made me so very sad. And you made me cry, for I didn't want to tell you. No, I didn't want to tell you. I want a love that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, gimme, gimme what I cried for, you know. I know you got the kisses that I'd die for, because you always made me love you. Do it again.
Davidson, y'all. Have mercy. Harry Davidson. That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that remark came from the legendary Mr. Cotton is in the house, the world's most foremost mixologist. Back in the, we had a local poll, the Jackson Free Press, and when somebody asked Cotton, they said, Cotton, congratulations for winning the election of best bartender in the Jackson area. And Cotton said, I didn't know anybody else was in there running. So we're glad to have you there today with you there, Cotton. Also, my parole officer is here, Mr. Delbert Oliver. Delbert, thanks for coming out. Thanks for letting me come out today. But okay, they didn't laugh. He's not really my parole officer, okay? But Fusion Coffee House, y'all, is sponsoring this series. And if you like what you hear today, and you can go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net and pull down some of our previous podcasts. You can listen to it. We've had many of the great jazz musicians from Mississippi and from the area, and some from New Orleans and surrounding areas. So call, let Tripp know, send an email, let them know what you're thinking. We're going to be off for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to start the holiday series. Is going to start back up. So I think we have one more next week, and then the holiday series will start in December. So please support it. Come out. And if anybody, or if you know anybody interested in sponsoring the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series, call in and talk to Tripp, because we'll give you premium web space advertising, and we'll mention your name as many times as we can in the session. Bob, now, we talked about your school years and your development in trumpet, but then you went to college, and I've always known you as a jazz musician and an R&B musician around here, but I have a image of you wearing this tall hat with a baton. Man, what's that all about?
when I was in college, I was a drum major of the University of Missouri marching band called Marching Mizzou. Now, Missouri has had a couple of good years in football. Yeah, thank you. We were the Fighting Tigers. Actually, I know everyone down here knows about LSU Fighting Tigers. Missouri was the original Tigers. We were named Tigers back in the 1800s. Both Tiger mascot names come from Confederate regiments formed on campus at the two universities, LSU, the Fighting Tigers of Baton Rouge, and there was a similar regiment on campus at Columbia University, where the University of Missouri is, and they named their mascot after that Confederate unit too. So we were the Fighting Tigers, same school colors, everything. Back then, we were pretty good in football, and we went to the Gator Bowl.
I just say I'm glad they kept the bands together after the war, man.
Really? Missouri University, when I was in college, went to the Gator Bowl in 68 and the Orange Bowl in 69, and I was drum major both of those times. The only thing remarkable about the Gator Bowl is we beat Alabama 49-10, and the famous quote, Raphael, listen to this, the famous quote by Bear Bryant, the most famous quote he's ever, that I remember, is Missouri beat us like we were a barber college. Isn't that great? And I was standing there when he said that on the field. Anyway, the next year we played Penn State and lost, but it was a great experience being drum major of a 250-piece marching band back in the 60s. That was a lot of fun.
Well, now, after your college experience, it was the military, and you went to the Navy. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but why don't we play a couple of tunes? Let's take a request. Does anybody in the audience have a request?
Think about it. We'll go.
Yes, I'd like to hear Take the A-Train.
This is a tune made popular by Doris Day called Secret Love.
Thank you.
Davidson, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Bob, something I think a couple of people out there wanted to know. On that particular tune, you started out playing one horn, and it's the flugelhorn, and you've ended up playing trumpet. Can you kind of describe the difference in those horns?
They're the same key. The flugelhorn is a European horn with a much bigger bore and a much softer, more mellow sound. And it was developed in Germany to play orchestral style music. Think of a Wagnerian theme. Like a hunting theme. It had that sound, that timbre to it. And that's what how it was developed. But come to America, and of course, America's classical music is jazz. And someone discovered somewhere along the way that a classical instrument like this could play beautiful jazz. And so you hear a lot of famous trumpet players like Clark Terry, Cannonball Adderley, they played flugelhorn and did beautiful jazz work on the flugelhorn. So that's the crossover.
Well, in a minute we're going to talk about the Capital City Stage Band, but let's do another big band classic. What do you got you'd like to do?
How about Tuxedo Junction?
Tuxedo Junction, ladies and gentlemen. How about a hand for Bob Davidson with Jimmy Barrett on the piano?
Thank you.
right, I want to welcome you again to Fusion Coffee House, and here on the Jazz Spot with us today, Mr. Bob Davidson, with Jimmy Jarrett on the piano. We're glad to have you here today, and we want to remind you, those of you listening on the World Wide Web, we want to remind you to come out and see us on Sundays. Watch the website for the upcoming holiday series, and we're going to have another installment in this series, and then we'll take a week off after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving, and then we'll be starting the holiday series. The sponsors for today's show is Fusion Coffee House, so we want to thank you guys back there, Mr. Charlie, Tripp, and the whole gang. Yeah, thank y'all. And we have got until 5 o'clock, so we're going to do one more tune for you. We're concentrating on the big band sound today, and so if any of you have any requests, let us know. We're going to do one more. We're going to take a very short pause, and we'll be back. And so get on your cell phone or your tweet if you want to tweet somebody and let them know what's happening. We got a few seats left, so come on down. We've got with us today Mr. Bob Davidson. Bob, what you going to close out this set with?
How about a Duke Ellington classic, Take the A-Train?
Great.
J.I.C. Reeves with Bob Davidson. Thank you. We'll be back after a very short pause, and we're going to talk about Bob's big band, the Capital City Stage Band, and lots more music. Stick around. Thank you very much.